Shechayonu v'kimonu, we're starting another Masechta now, Maseches Tmura. Maseches Tmura is a very interesting Masechta, even by the standards of Kachem, because it's an exception to a rule, or it's the whole basis for Maseches Tmura is something that shouldn't happen. The Torah says if somebody has a behemoth which has Kedushas Haguf, it's mu'ud for a carbon, the Torah says one is not allowed to be poided. There's a concept of you could be poided. We had a lot in Erechim. Could be poided something that has kedushas domim, but a behemah which is a korban has kedushas aguf. The Torah says the end of pashas b'chukosai lo yachlifenu v'lo yomroisai. One should not exchange it. One shouldn't transfer kedusha of one to the other. Not toiv b'ra'ah rabbi toiv. Even if he has a shvach korban, he wants to put it onto a gezunta behemah, or kal v'chomer if he wants to take a good behemah and he wants to be a cheapskate and put the kedushas aguf onto the Shvacher behema, rabbi toiv toiv bira, and then the Torah says there's a lav. Vim homer yomer behema bivehema. If he does, he tried to exchange the kedusha of one behema to the other behema. Vayehu utmurasa yakodesh. It and the one that he tried to switch it off with, the tmura yahegdish yakodesh. So the basis of Maseches Tmura over here is a lav. The lav is lo yachlevenu v'lo yomer oisoi. And the fallout of that is that if one does it, the Kedushas Haguf is chal on the other behemoth. So the Sherish of the Masechta is this lav and the chalois din that's chal on the behemoth as a result of doing this ma'isim. Agav, in the Masechta, based on what we just said, chapter chara in different places where Kedusha could be chal on a behemoth as a korban without meaning it to be chal that way. For instance, an example would be Vlodois Kotchim. You have a behemoth that's in a cave and then it gives birth. What exactly is the status vis-a-vis Hakrova, the Gabi the Vlad? He wasn't Magdashit. It became Kodesh because the mother was Kodesh. Agav, that we're talking over here about something that becomes Kodesh without meaning there to be a double Kodesh. So the Mishnah explains this type of case also, that type of scenario. Very crucial to our understanding is the fact that there is a concept in Kachem of chilul, pidyon, like we said. Pidyon is either on some that does not have proper kedushas aguf, either some that's kedushas dom, or a behemoth that became a balmum. We learned a lot about that in Maseches Bechoros. A behemoth that became a balmum, even though it has existing kedushas aguf, since it's not roi la krova, so one could be mechalal the kedusha onto something else. Onto a different behemoth. That being said, it's not clear what's the difference. Like the Mishnah says, when a person tries to be mechalal a behemoth which is roi la krova, the chilul is not chal, can't be mechalal kedushas korbanos, but he's not over on the lav and it does not create tmura. The difference technically between the two, the Mishnah later on tells us, is that when a person has the Bala Korban takes the behemoth's chulin, and he says, Harezu, the behemoth of chulin, tachazu, what he's trying to do is, that's called a tmura, or Harezu chalifazu. What he's trying to do is, he's designated the behemoth's chulin as a bimkoim for the behemoth's kachim. When he's saying Harezu, he's zooming in, focusing on the behemoth's chulin, and he's saying, this should be instead of that Korban, this should be chalifas that. The behemoth of Kachem doesn't even have to be standing in front of him. He's emphasizing that which was there is chal on this one. Lu'uma zois, chilul, that doesn't work, and there's no lav, but nothing done, nothing accomplished. No aveira and no chalois tmura, is when he says, harezu, when he takes the korban, and he says the kedusha that's on this behemoth, michulelas alzu. It doesn't work, but he didn't do anything. Not a lav. What's the difference between the two? Chil pidyon, they sound conceptually like the same thing. Obviously, it's exes hakosuf. The time of the crow, one could look at the end of Parashas Bechukos, there's a very beautiful shtickle from Sham Shaval Hirsch, where he explains why this is the very last parasha in Seder Kochim, because the way he explains it over there, Kedarka Bakoidish, he underlines the whole conceptual world of Korbanos. So this is really the finale on Gantz Teres Koinim, lies over there, Ayin Shom. Al Koponim, whatever the rationale behind this, doesn't make a difference. Vashtei is that by Tmura, and if he says it Beloshin, Harei Zu, and the Behemoth Chulin, Tmura Zu, he's over a lav. A famous kasha, and this is a famous sugi over here in the beginning of Tmura, is what happened to the fact that B'chol HaTorah Kulo state that he will get Malkus, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah over here, Shemheimer Mumor, that the Tmura is Chal on the other behemoth, V'sevich HaBoim, he gets Malkus. Why Malkus? L'chor Tzalav, Shem B'maisa. So the Rav brings the words of the Gemara, the Rav and Dibra Masko V'sevich HaBoim brings the words of the Gemara, Kol Lav Shem B'maisa En Loikin Olov Chutz Minishba, Meimar Mekalas Chaver B'Shem. The Gemara understands that Naveru, which is only B'dibur, is a Lav Shem B'maisa. Dibur is not a Maisa. Speaking Lashon Hara, Rechilus, as great as Naveru is, there's no Malkus, a Lav Shem B'maisa. Nishba, when a person makes a shvua sheker, shvua shov, he gets malchus. Mekalas chaveroi is also only dibur, and there's malchus. Umeimar tmura also has malchus. These are the words of the Gemara. Lamaisa, it's not as simple as that. The Gemara has the memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds no, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Why? Because the dibur over here activated, made a chalois, and made the chalois of the tmura. Right? It's chal. So the creation with the chalois of kedushas behema on the tmura is the maisa, even though it's not a physical maisa, but it's a dibur that is a chalois. It's not like lashon hara. So memela, that's called a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Akrenim on the falpum. This is famous raid. You can look at this stipler and Reb Kiva Eger, and the Briskerov has a lot to say at the beginning of tmura. Is the nature of the lava tmura, maybe this goes back to what we just said about tmura as opposed to chil, pidyon, is the nature of tmura the wanting to take off the kedushas behema harishayna, or it's the trying to replace it? Is it the positive trying to make a chalois on the behema, or is it the wanting to take off the kedusha on the first behema? If it's the second sad, then that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. The ikir of the avera is the defining the korban as the shafing of a new korban, pimkoim. It's done improperly, but that's the lav, and it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, because the ikir is you created a korban improperly, it was chal, so that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. If the ikir of tmura is the lav she'en b'maisa, in the sense that the ikir is the wanting to take off the first kodesh, and that was done improperly, then that lemaisa is a lav shem b'maisa, because it's not kal. It doesn't create any chalois. The kedusha doesn't go off the first pen, it just goes on as well onto the second. So this is one of the ways of being told this shaila, whether the sugya goes with this svara of Rabbi Yochanan or not. We might refer to what we said before for Rav Hirsch, that the idea of tmura is not so much the taking off of the first kedusha, that's more chilul pidyon. It's the improperly creating a new carbon without the focus on bringing a carbon, but bringing a carbon as a bimkoim. That's the zilzul kochim ayin sham Rav Hirsch. So then it would stim with the svar of Rabbi Yochanan. So you have to know, and though that's the chakira back and forth over here, the sugya of lav shem b'maisa. One of the most beautiful sugyas in Maseches Tmura is exactly understanding the gedorim of lav sheyesh b'maisa and ein b'maisa. The Rav continues this discussion. There's another reason why there shouldn't be malchus. If there's a lav, but there's a way to fix up the lav. The lav was done improperly, but l'maisa is something else is bimkoim. Bring the second carbon as well. Isn't that a lav hanitik lase? Similar to gezel, lois sigzol, v'heshev sagzelo. Similar to shloch hakein. Don't take the mother, lois sikachem albonim, shalech t'shalchzeim. Many other examples in Kol HaTorah Kulo. That type of lav with is a fix-up called a lav hanitik lase. There's also no malchus. So the Rav answers from the Gemara that over here it's not mamash a fix-up, because there are cases where there's an isser with a lav of making the tmura, but the tmura is not chal on the other carbon. You see that the two are independent from each other. He brings that shutfim, tzibur, these type of carbonists. There's a lav without the tikkun, without the other carbon, the bimkoim, becoming kedusha's carbon as well. Clearly it's not called a lav and chaseh. The rationale for this type of thing, of course, is Gzes HaKosov. The whole thing is Gzes HaKosov. So we're going to have to see the protim of when yeah and when not as we go along. Another word about this idea that the second carbon that he attempted to replace the first carbon with becomes Kodesh as well. The Yeh Kodesh over here is that the second one becomes like the first. If he was Meimir Carbon Shlomim, The second one becomes a Korban Shlama. Now, besides for Kedushas HaKorbanis, there's various dinim. Mashallah, Korban Toida has Lachme Toida. And other dinim that are chal on the mevi of each korban. Are those dinim chal also klapi the tmura? This is another good question. How far does the kedusha that was on the first behema extend itself to the second behema? We'll have to see that those pratim also as we go along. And now let's start the Mishnah. Hakoil mamirim. We'll see there's a lot of limitations of where tmura, who can make tmura, where it should be chal. So the Mishnah starts that be'etzim, the klal is there are no limitations on who can make tmura. Who, obviously it has to be the Baal HaKorban. I can't make Tmura on Shimon's behema, but Reuven can make on his own behema. It doesn't make a difference what his gender is. HaKol Mamirin Echad HaNoshim VeEchad Noshim. The Mishnah, the Gemara explains, and the Rav brings it, the HaKol over here is Lasure Yoirish. That Im Yehemer BeKorban Shehifrish Mayrishay BeChayov Tmurase Tmura. Heyois a Yerish is the one who's mevi carbon of his father. Reuven was mafresh a carbon shlamim. He died. Shimon was Yerish the carbon. Shimon is the Baal HaKorban. Shimon brings in. And Shimon is the Baal HaKorban in the sense that he can give out the bosa to be eaten and so on. He's the one that has to bring the sochim for the carbon. So he's also the one with the ability to be mamer. Now the Mishnah says, Loish Adam Rashai Lohamim. When we say HaKom Amim, anybody could do it. Like Hakol Shoichtim in the beginning of Chul, and anybody could. So we also anybody could. Chas v'Shalom. Lo yishodim Rashai Lahim. There's a lav deraisa. Lo yomim, but lo yachlifenu. Elo sheim heimer mumor. If he does it, it's chal. Like we said, v'sevig zabayim. There's a malchus. And we explained before how could it be that it's chal? It does accomplish something, and still there's malchus. That was part of what we explained in the psicha. Says the Mishnah weiter, HaKehanim Mamirin Eshalohem, the Kehanim could be Meimid their Karbonis, V'Yisrael Mamirin Eshalohem. Yisrael could be Meimid their Karbonis. What's the Chiddush? A Bekoyin could be Meimir Behemas Chulin that he made as a Korban. Abadi could do it. Yisrael could do the same. Ein HaKehanim Mamirin, Loi Bechatos, V'Loi Ba'oshom, V'Loi Ba'Bechor. Now, if we're coming over here, that there would be a havamina that a kohen could be meimer the korban that's given to him al yidei Yisrael, which is the pshat of the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say chatos v'loi ba'oshon v'loi ba'bechor? Any oila shlam, any korban. And the answer is there's no havamina in the world that the kohen could be meimer, because where does a kohen come to be the bailim on a korban that's being brought by Yisrael? The havamina over here is that the kohen would be able to be meimer a chatos and oshim, because since the kachah gadoshim, after haktaras chalavim veimurim, the basar is given to the kahanim, shabaisim mishma to eat. So therefore, they have a certain schus to the meimer. Maybe they can be meimer. And the answer is it's taka only after haktaras chalavim veimurim. It's only a schi in the basar, not in the carbon. That's the gabi chatos and oshim. Bechor is kachim kalim, but kachim kalim of bechor there would be a havamina. That Lamaisa, the din of a Bechor, we learned from Maseches Bechoris, is to be given to a Kohen. So why Takanat? Why don't we say that every Bechor that's given to a Kohen from Yisrael, he could be Meimah, because now he's the one who's Makriv, and he's the one who's Eichel Basar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, v'chim mipnei ma ein memirin b'Bechor, why Takanat? Amar Le Rabbi Kiva, Chatos v'oshem matonu l'Kohen, Chatos v'oshem are given to Kohen, the Basar, v'Bechor matonu l'Kohen. It's also given to a Kohen. L'chor, they should be the same din. Ma chatos va'oshom ein memirin boy, af ha-bechor lo yemirenu boy. Omalei Rabbi Yechem Benuri, that's a tzushtel. Mali ein memir, bechatos va'oshom, she'ein zochem ben b'chayem. The way we spoke out, that the schio in the chatos va'oshom is only in the basar, not while they're alive. So they're not zoich in the korban, the kehanim. Toimar, are you going to compare that? Ba'bechor, she'zochem ben b'chayem, the kohen is the one who's makriv the korban b'chor? So maybe over there, Taki, he does have ownership rights, and his tmura will be with the lav, and it will be chal. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, v'aloi kvar nema, v'ayuhu tmurasa yiyah kodesh. Success hakosov. The pasuk says that both of them, it itself and the tmura, are karbonis. That's the fallout of tmura. Heichon kedusha chal olov, v'beis habaylam. Where is the kedusha chal when it's by the owner? Reuven, the owner of the behema, when he says this should be instead of that, the kedusha is chal whilst he's still the owner. Aft murah, the base bailam. The Tmura of Bechor could only be Bebeis Yisrael, he's the Bailam. The Kohen is not the proper Bailam. It was given to him to be Makriv, but the Baal HaBechor really is the Yisrael. It's hard to understand exactly this last line. Who is the owner of a Bechor? This is really a Bechor, Dika Shaila. As soon as a Bechor is born to farmer Schwartz, who's the Yisrael, the Alochis becomes Mom and Kohen. Ad kedei kach, that if the Kohen would grab it, let's say by a Sofik Bechor, we have a sugya of tok for Kohen, it could be that the Kohen becomes a Muxik because it's Mom and Kohen. All the Yisrael has in his Tevis Hanoh to give it to the Kohen of his choice. Why would we say the Baal was the Yisrael? It's a good question. Not clear. There's a lot of Reid, the Biskirov talks about this by Richus. Since it was born, it would seem, Beshus HaYisrael, the Yisrael is considered the Baal, even though it was never Mom and Yisrael at any given point. It's considered Shal Yisrael. Mishnah Beis, Mimir min Aboker al Atzoin, umin Atzoin al Aboker. We said that every Tmura is the Shlomim and he tries to make another one, they both become Shlomim. They both become Oil, etc., etc. But over here, the Mishnah is saying that there's no Kpeda on the type of animal. One type of animal could be Nitvas as a Tmura on the other. Boker al Atzoin, min Atzoin al Aboker, min Akvosim al Aizim, doesn't make a difference. Boker and Tzoin amabish tuminim. Kvasim and Izim are subcategories. Kvasim and Izim are much more similar to each other. Uminu Izim ala Kvasim. Minaschorim ala Nakevis also doesn't make a difference. The gender. Now we're talking here about a carbon that could be a Zohar or a Nakevis, namely a carbon Shlomo. A carbon Oila could only be a Zohar, not a Nakevis. So Minaschorim ala Nakevis, Minakevis ala Schorim. In actuality, the din of Tmur is chal, even when the one, the behemoth that he tried to make as a bimkoim, is batsim not roi for that station. So we just said tzchar and nekevis is not only with the zocher and the nekev are roi lois a carbon, even if not, if he tried to replace it, the Tmur is chal. Now we're going to have to figure out, what are you going to do with a behemoth that has kedusha shlam on it? I'm sorry, kedusha shlam could be from a zocher and nekev. What happens if it has kedusha zoilo and it's a nekev? It's certainly not roi lakrova. But look at the next day in the Mishnah. The Mishnah understands that one could make a tmura minatmimim al bale mumin. If he has a carbon, a behemoth that's roi lahakrova, because it's a carbon tomim, and he could be memir on a bal mum. Bal mum is certainly not roi lahakrova, and still the tmura is chal. Mi bale mumin, a behemoth that previously became a bal mum, and lechor it's roi lepidyoin, but instead he tried to get rid of the kedusha in tmura style. Not in chil slash pidyon style. So memela over there also mibali mumin ala tmim shenema. How would you know this? It's part of the gzeis hakosuf. The pasuk says lo yachlifenu v'lo yomosi. That's the lav. Toiv b'ra'i rabbi toiv. So we explained in the psicha when we read the pasuk that it means whether he's doing it from a good place, he's trying to make it a better carbon, upgraded, or rabbi or toiv b'ra, he's trying to make it worse because he's trying to save money. This, you see, look at the Rambam Hilchos Tmura, and he explains that the inyan of Tmura is that a person could have bad midos and not giving something properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a do-gooder and he does improper. Or he's being karg, he's being a kamtzin, and he's trying to skimp on giving the Rabban Shalom. Both ways, he's punished. That's the law of Tmura. So it would make sense that the Taichin Toiv Bira Rabbi Toiv has to do with quality. Lamaisa Chazal don't dash in that way, and we explain the different reasoning for Tmura. It's a zulzul in what a carbon represents. We pointed to Rav Hirsch. Lamaisa toiv bira, rabbi toiv over here doesn't mean quality. Ezehu toiv bira, it means something that's not roi la krova. Balimumin shekodam hegdeshon es mumon, a balmum that became kodesh. So kedushas hakuf was chal on it, and then it became a balmum. We learned extensively in Maseches, we had a little bit of Maseches Vachim, but more in Maseches Bechoyreis. That Bechiai Gavna, the behemoth has Kedushas HaKarbon, it becomes Psulim Ugdoshim, and it could be eaten after Pidyon, it could be eaten with certain Tanoim, it's also Begizim Avoido. So in that case, where the Kedushas HaGuf was Chal on it, that's called Toiv Bira. You look at the Rav, the way he understands the Knech over here in the Pasuk, is that the Pasuk could have written Lo Yomir Toiv Bira Oira Boy, and it would mean Ra in it. So there's a concept of toiv bira, only a ra which was after it was already a toiv. Toiv as being roi lakrova, ra as being not roi lakrova. If it was Kodam Hegdeshness Mumon, so the Behema Be'etzimat Kedushas HaGuf, that has Tmura. Mashenkin a Behema that he was Magdish, a Behema that's a Balmum, it never became Kedushas HaGuf. There's no Tmura there. That's not a Ra which followed Toiv, that's a Ra Be'etzim. So over there, there is no Tmura. So that's what the Mishnah elaborates. It's a Toiv Ra, Bali Mumin, only in a case where Shekod Hegdeshness Mumon. Now the Mishnah continues. Mimirim Echod B'Shnayim. Ushnaim be'echod. The concept of tmuru could be harei zu tachas elu, one behema instead of two. Ushnaim be'echod, or he's trying to up it, he's trying to make double kabbonis. Behema is elu tachazu. It could be echod be'meya, u'meya be'echod. The Mishnah L'chai is a repeat, it's saying the same thing. Reb Shimon Oimer, ein mimirin elo echod. Be'echod, only one against one. Shenema v'hoyehu u'tmurosoi, it and its tmura, the pasuk says yeh kodesh, it has to be one against one. Hu u'tmurosoi, sounds like one against one. Ma hu miyuchod, it's single. Af tmurosoi miyuchedes, so it has to be an equal trade-off, even though the quality doesn't have to be equal on both sides.